Okay. Woo. Now we're all recording.
Woo!
Right? Yes, I am recording.
Nobody has to get dinner or anything.
What?
And nobody is being stopped by a weird 60-second limit.
Dinner was great, okay. By the way.
It was? What'd you have?
Steak and cheesy bread.
Mmm. Okay.
In fact, I'm still eating.
Awesome. Now we have to start the video. Okay.
The video.
Is everybody ready? Yes. When I say sync, you start yours, okay?
All right.
And same with the audience, if you're doing that. Okay.
If we have an audience.
Oh, don't say that. They're not supposed to...
Well, if a tree falls and no one's around to hear it, doesn't make a noise. Okay.
They're all like, we can leave?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, sync.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, we were at about 3 seconds when we started. Okay. Let the talking begin.
Hey, think about this. Ben's sync doesn't really matter. As long as it's, like, close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that on the Letters from Pegasus one. I was using a DVD because Mitch and Darren had my Netflix.
Oh.
And they were using my Netflix, so I had to use a DVD. And I was, like, half a second behind. So when me and Darren were singing the intro song, it was very bad.
Huh. Alright. I'm gonna go get a Gatorade.
Okay. Oh, I do that every single time.
Alright,
I don't have any Gatorade, though.
Yeah, it's almost a tradition.
Yeah, somebody has to do it. Okay, so, there's 3 people on, if you didn't notice. We have me, Mark, and Ben.
Hello.
And then we have Tanner. And Ben has seen every episode, according to my knowledge. I don't know if he skipped an episode at some point or another. You know, sometimes people do that. And then Tanner...
As far as I know, I haven't skipped anything.
You know you haven't skipped anything?
No, as far as I know.
Oh yeah, and we're watching Human, by the way.
Yo, what's up? What's up, doggy dog?
And so Tanner has only seen Atlantis, some of SG-1, he's on season 4 of SG-1, and
yep.
Most of Universe.
He and just hasn't finished season 2. Movies.
And all the movies, yeah.
Yeah. Turns out those are really fun to watch when you're sick.
Yeah. I've seen your glasses. If you know what I mean. Okay. So, this is Human. Episode 14 of Universe, I believe. And it's the one where Rush seems like he's going crazy, but it turns out he's not.
Wait, you're not supposed to tell him that until later.
Spoiler!
I know, spoiler alert.
Who writes 4?
By the way,
He's asking.
I don't know why he wrote the question marks.
I know, but yeah, like he's asking what he's like 4. What does 4 mean?
Wait. Did it say 42?
It said 4.
That would be funny.
No, it should say 46 though. Spoiler alert.
Well, doesn't he find like the next number later?
Okay, really, Mark? People, I'm sure they've already seen all of Stargate before they've seen this.
I know, but it was a joke, because the fact that I said spoiler alert is what gave it away. Because people would have been like, 46, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh, I get it. Tricky.
Yes. SGU.
Dude, I'm loving the quick intro.
Yeah, you don't like the Atlantis music, do you?
The Atlantis intro is fun for like 2 minutes.
And then it's like, yeah, I don't want to hear this every episode.
And then
The SG-1
in the live pretty fun.
Yeah, in a live version of the Atlantis, like the one that they show on TV, they have a shorter one, like the SGU opening.
At the beginning of 200.
Yeah.
Like you just throw up the title and move on with it.
That was so funny.
We have to do a recording of that eventually. We might do that tonight. Okay. By the way, today is just gonna be like a podcast marathon. Okay, and our podcast is on iTunes, by the way. So, Happy Face. It's also on YouTube. Oh, and Ben, I had a question to ask for you.
Yes?
Can you host the YouTube videos for these? Because you have 53 subscribers, and I only have 1.
I have 12, I think.
You have 12? Awesome.
Sure.
I made a two tutorial videos of Halo. And you got
12? Wow. Yeah. You know, I have 20 videos.
And I've got a montage on there that's only been viewed like 13 times.
Is that the one that I'm in?
Yeah, the one that you're in. And there's only like 12 people that have viewed it. I'm kind of disappointed.
Wow, that's sad. I made a Stargate Universe cancellation review, and I posted it on the Save SGU thing on Facebook, and it got 80 views.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
but I still only have one subscriber.
This synchronization between the computer and the TV is kind of creepy. I think I almost hit it at the exact point.
Nice. But, yeah, so could you host them for me?
Yeah, sure.
So I'll just give you the files for these. Is there a YouTube able to have over 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we didn't put him on Darren's because his requires more than 15 minutes. And his doesn't have the 15-minute thing, and this requires more than 15 minutes.
I was actually kind of surprised to see that.
Yeah, I know. Back then, though, I had 0 subscribers, and I had the 15-minute thing. And he has, like, 5. I got my subscriber. My subscriber is just, like, the most random person ever. I don't even think he watches Stargate.
The only reason they should ever come to
my YouTube is if they watch Stargate.
Whoa.
And play Halo.
The back of her head kind of looked like a skull when I first glanced. I was, like, on my computer, and then I looked over, and I was like, what is that skull there for? And I realized that was her.
A skull playing a violin? What?
And with numbers?
Number vision. That's like the That's like the worst superpower ever.
I can't even understand this.
It's like, God, this is the most annoying thing ever. All I see is numbers all the time.
It's the
I'm surprised he's still standing up straight, like seeing that all the time.
I know. I would be like going crazy. Kind of like the 46.
Oh,
okay. It happened earlier too. His house number.
Oop! Guess spot. Look. Guess spot.
Oh, I know, but I call this the nose bleeding Daniel Jackson. He likes to make people's nose bleed.
Almost every
time he comes on screen, somebody's nose bleed specifically rushes. It's kind of weird. He like walks into the room. Hey, your nose is bleeding. You'll see it. But, so, yeah, after you'll host this episode on yours and probably the other episodes that we're going to have, but back to what I was originally talking about, the podcast marathon. We're having pretty much a marathon of tons of podcasts, because I basically sat there and was like, I feel like doing a podcast today. So I texted all the people that watch Stargate and was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? And they're all like, sure. And that's 7 people now. So I was like, that was a little too many people. So we're going to have 3 podcasts. 1 right now, and then later we're going to have 2 going on at the same time, which will be cool because somebody will probably be steaming me giving me updates of what's happening on theirs. Like, oh, we're talking about this, or that just happened.
How are you supposed to do 2 podcasts at the exact same time?
2 different separate groups of people doing a podcast at the same time.
Duh. Oh, right. Here's the magic chair.
Yeah, so we have to split everybody up into 2 groups, and people, I guess, can pick their group, and then they can pick their episode. That's what's cool about our podcast is I don't have to control all this. I've been controlling it all lately, but you can like just get somebody that watches Stargate and record a podcast whenever you want.
As far as I know, we're like the Stargate podcast that has had the most guests in like the fastest amount of time, because I don't know, seems like we've had...
Well, that's the thing, we're not guests, we're all regular people.
Well, it seems like you're the main regular. I'm my first time right here, so
I would define you as a usual, Mark.
Me, a usual? I'm in all of them.
That's what I mean, a usual.
Yeah, but I won't
be promoted
here soon, because if I'm not if we're separating it into 2 groups, then how am I going to be in both of them? So I'm not going to be in all of them.
You can call on the cell phone.
Or I can just get another Xbox.
Yeah, that or... Ooh,
duh.
I could sleep over at your house, and then I could be on at your house in one group, and then you'd be in the other group, and then we'd, like, be switching mics all the time.
And you need a second TV.
So this will be epic. So if you guys are listening to episode 3, which is this one.
Or
prepare for epicness in episode 4 and 5.
Or, Mark, get this one. We could put splitters on each of our computers and then plug in our mics via splitters. That way I'm talking on my computer and your computer. That way when we sync it all up, you will have me and you talking on both podcasts at the exact same time.
Are you gonna come to one of the ones tonight?
Wait, one of the ones
because
tonight?
Yeah, one of the ones tonight. One of the podcasts.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Do we have a premiere for any of these podcasts?
What do you mean?
Is there a premiere? Are we going
premiere?
To view them as a group with people?
Sure, if you want. You can listen to them in your own time. The crazy thing about the two is, you know, since I'm on them, I know everything that's happening. So if I go back and listen to it, it's kind of boring. But this will be the first time where I'll actually be able to hear a different set of people talking. And I'll be able to hear all that happened and all that I missed. And I was recording a podcast at the same time that they were doing that. It just kind of blows my mind. I can't wait for it.
Hey, Mark, by the way, yesterday at the party, we kind of just mopped the floor and then left. So you didn't miss out on anything. Don't worry.
Ah, dang. I know. But apparently Darren was there for a long time.
Of course Darren was. I drove to my home, though, so.
By the way, we're on break from school. And
yeah, it's great.
Robotics is over.
So is wrestling, so we do nothing.
Yeah, so
yeah, I happened to discover this new thing called sleep too. It's kind of amazing.
I know. I discovered this thing called nighttime, or I just play
just
video games
saying.
All during that time.
I know. Normally nighttime is reserved for homework.
Or some sort of half coma.
Yeah, that too. Sure. Why not?
So yeah, I was gonna talk about my case. It got a nice handy dandy new screen cover. It's like chromium.
Oh, yeah, you were.
And then it like reflects back when it's in sleep mode, so it just looks like a mirror. It's pretty sweet.
I forgot what I was gonna say. I hate when that happens. I had like so much to talk about. Oh, I'm gonna make this reference now. But in the past episode, in episode 2, we were talking about the name Oren, and like a couple days after we recorded that, I was watching the 6th Harry Potter movie, and at the end, the credits came by, and the boom operator for that movie, his name is Oren. We were just talking about that on the last podcast, so if you were listening to episode 2, we were talking about the name Oren, and it's like a rare name, but I found it in the credits of a movie a couple days later. I was like, whoa. That happens to me all the time, stuff like that.
What a coincidence.
But wouldn't it be crazy if Oren was a fan of Stargate and decided to listen to our podcast and was like, whoa, man, I didn't know I got credit for being the boom operator for the 6th Harry Potter movie. You know? It's just getting referenced on some random podcast from some random part of the country.
It was actually a really bad idea for you to make me turn my screen around and face my bed, because now I can't get off of it, and I'm going to be surfing YouTube videos for the next 5 minutes.
But, so, also, I don't remember anybody else from that credit's names, not even the main characters. I don't even know who the main characters of Harry Potter, the actors, are. But I do know the boom operator in the 6th one. That's always important. What if that came up in a trivia game?
Nice.
You know? Like, who was the boom operator in the 6th Harry Potter movie? Oren. Awesome. Owned. I would just win.
Oh, here's some funny thing that I noticed in the back half of the first season of SGU, is that whenever Colonel Young is in the same room as Rush, he's always kind of grumpy and pissed off, except when Rush is out of the room, he's happy.
He did?
Yeah.
Even if he's unconscious?
Well, yeah, he was like sitting in a chair, and then he's talking to TJ, and he's still grumpy.
And you are all me. Yeah. But, so, what was I gonna say? Yeah, the Oren thing, I remembered that. But...
What?
Oh, Look, it's Daniel.
Mark.
Yeah, what?
On one of the maps in Call of Duty, there's, like, moving turret, like, people that, like, wooden things that move back and forth. And apparently you can get on top of them, and at some point during their, like, movement, they spin. So you're just standing there, and all of a sudden you're just, like, doing 360s.
What is this for?
For, Black Ops.
Hey, I don't really do Black
Ops. Hey, I just noticed something strange about what he had written on the board. A lot of that looked like the gate symbols on the Destiny gate.
They are.
It was.
You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice that before.
And that's what he's like, there's symbols up there I haven't even seen before. And he's like, yes, you have, because I have, and you are all me. It just seems like the most random thing. Like, what if you were sitting in and listening to a lecture, and somebody just said that? Like, and you are all me. Like, what? What is this guy talking about?
Well, I don't know. If my professor in college was Dr. Rush, I wouldn't want to know that I was part of him. I'd be kind of strange.
Yeah, oh look, Daniel's referencing his wife. Back when this episode came out, that means that Daniel's wife was referenced in the first and last episode. Back when this episode came out. Isn't that crazy? Not even like a Superman character.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that kind of weird? But yet, Jonas Quinn? How often do you hear about Jonas Quinn?
Zip.
By the way, after Jonas Quinn left SG-1, they had one episode with him in it, right? And then a couple of episodes after that, he was referenced. But then
nose
he wasn't
bleed.
Referenced again. Your nose is bleeding, see? His nose bleeds. But then he wasn't referenced again until a season later, and then, like, never again. But yet, like, his work is referenced, like Nequadria. Even in Universe, the entire planets, the Icarus planets, are in Nequadria cores, right? That means Jonas's home planet was an Icarus planet.
But oh, it's the old ruins episode, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
I thought that was in, like, the next episode or something. I didn't know it was in this one.
Yeah, like,
It is in the next episode, too. Yeah, you have the cliffhanger at the end.
Oh, right. Which we're not going to reveal, because...
Yeah. His nose is bleeding. But...
See, he's grumpy again.
Yeah, so Jonas's home planet was an Icarus planet. Wouldn't it be awesome if they brought in Jonas from... If they brought in Jonas to play a main character in Universe back in the first episode?
Well, considering... Because,
he was from an Icarus planet, so... Why he should be stationed on an Icarus planet when they're researching
it. Well, for anybody who saw the Sci-Fi Channel promo for the final 10 episodes, there's like a tiny little clip in there of a Stargate surrounded by a bunch of armed guys and like this strange looking warehouse.
I thought that was weird. It reminded me of SG-1.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
It was a Milky Way gate.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where that was.
I know, it's probably a Lucian Alliance base.
And sort of like, oh great, they're dialing a Destiny. It's Incursion all over again.
That or Destiny's dialing in. That Ooh. Or they're dialing to Earth.
Dude, his house.
That would be cool.
I feel the need to, like, shout profanities.
No, you shouldn't, because then we'd have to mark it explicit.
Well, we wouldn't have to mark it explicit. I guess someone else could.
What do you mean, somebody else could?
We could just wait for someone else to mark it explicit, and until that time...
You mark it explicit.
Well, yeah, when you're uploading it to iTunes, you have to...
Explicit?
Yeah, and if you don't, then iTunes takes you down. I believe. I mean, I'm not sure the politics behind it, but, like, Darren knows.
Well, he knows just about everything.
About computers.
What, Darren knows about computers?
Darren knows a lot about computers.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Darren knows way too much.
Universe cancellation updates. They released those two trailers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey.
What?
Did you happen to see that? I put up a trailer for the final season of SGU on my YouTube.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that. Oh, by the way, I actually ran into one of your videos while searching. Like, I was looking at universe stuff, and I clicked a related video, and it was one of your videos, and I didn't notice until about halfway through the video.
Yeah, it was weird how I, like, as some of them climb up into the thousands, they get, like...
Yeah, but it was weird how I just found one of your videos. I probably, if I never knew you had a YouTube, I probably would have never even just taken notice of it.
I love how off-track we get.
You're supposed to get off-track. How are you supposed to talk about the episode for that long? You can drop into the episode. The episode provides a way for you to talk, like, you know, if you want to talk about it, you can. But you can talk about other things.
I like how Eli's sitting there going, "I am so a third wheel here." And then Greer's just...
No, they did talk about that. In
a big nerd moment.
In Sabotage?
Moment. That was a big nerd moment in a big nerd show.
I know, right? But the show's trying not to be as nerdy.
Which is hard when you're on a spaceship out in another galaxy.
On the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah.
Or the SYFY channel, which nobody likes anymore. Because of the cancellation.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how, it really makes you wonder how Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome's gonna do now that everybody hates him.
I know, right? Also, Sanctuary, considering Sanctuary was made up of Stargate viewers.
I think that's, like, the only reason that it gets good ratings.
Yeah, half of the viewers that watch Sanctuary were Stargate viewers because of Amanda Tapping.
Well, I'm one of them.
I don't watch it, though. I didn't like the three episodes.
I've done it, like, off and on.
Please don't kill me.
He's still staring at him.
Please don't kill me.
The spider is the best, like, about this episode.
He's like, please. There was another word I wanted to say that before that, but I didn't because I didn't want this video to be explicit. Possibly
you can
also.
Handle it. Mitch can't handle it.
Possibly also racist.
That'll be
yeah, worse. We're probably not gonna go there.
Whoa.
Mitch wanted to get a Jewish guy on so that we can actually make fun of Jewish people because it would be a Jewish person saying it. I know, right?
We could just get my girlfriend on here, but that'd be a little weird.
That would.
It'd be very weird. If that's a really bad idea. I should probably ask way too many questions.
Like, what is that? What is this? What's happening here?
Explain the Stargate.
Okay. So, the Stargate is this device, you know, that they kind of found, and then they kind of activated it, and then it kind of transported them. By the way, there's 46 birds. But I'm not going to explain how I counted those, but...
Yeah, I was just about to say, when did you find the time to count every bird?
right there. Watch. It should zoom into his piece of paper. It'll zoom into it later when it shows it, but he actually wrote down 46.
Oh.
46 birds.
All right.
Yeah, 46. Well, you know, it's not the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. That's 42.
Oh, I finally figured out why this episode sort of, like, kind of seems a bit psychological and emotional is because, like, the main piece of music is just violin music.
Yeah. Also, I can't remember, but in the pilot episode, Rush was listening to music while looking at a picture of his wife, and a lot of people think it's her playing the music. It's actually a recording of her.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah, it probably was. The first episode's great, though. Air. It's probably, like, my favorite episode of Stargate Universe. I don't know why, but, like, Scott and Chloe in that episode actually are good at acting.
Yeah, and then it just sort of changes.
And then I don't know what happened, but after right when you go into darkness, all of a sudden the acting's just not as good.
Which is weird, because darkness and light were pretty good on their own.
I know. Except the darkness was really slow, but I don't know what it is about Air. I just love it.
Well, that one actually was like, I mean, you could just like show somebody Air, and then you wouldn't even actually need to go watching like the rest of SGU or anything else because you could just jump in and it would all make sense.
Yeah, it would. Same with like Rising, kinda. But Rising is a great episode as well. I don't like the pilot of SG-1, though. It's really hard to get people to start watching SG-1 through the pilot.
Yeah, there's a lot of cringe moments in there.
I know. The, you know, lady parts. Makes you, cringe. The, just because my
choosing the queen.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine. And then, of course, the nudity in that episode, too. I'm pretty sure that the nudity in that episode hurt Stargate so much.
Okay, she's jumped through, like, 5 or 6 wormholes now, and she's worried about walking through a spider web.
Yeah. A spider is approaching Chloe.
They are icky.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shit.
The limit as a spider approaches Chloe.
That needs to be said.
Equals rock slide.
And see, they're being dumb, and they had a...
Yeah. This sucks. No, I think it's still there. I don't think he hit it. Destiny. I love Destiny. Hello, you guys still there?
I am.
Tanner, your blue hair is bothering me. My eye keeps getting drawn towards it.
His controller may have turned off. Mine did earlier.
Oh, I did? I have mine in a plug-in play kit.
Smart. Apparently you can kill helicopters with tomahawks.
That's crazy. I don't play Black Ops, so... If you could kill a helicopter with a knife, then Modern Warfare 2.
Just, yeah, but it was cool. An insta-kill.
Hmm, I guess. A spider was approaching Chloe. A spider. It's a sizable spider. I like saying that line. To people who know what I'm talking about. It always makes them laugh.
It was a
oh, Riley! Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. I probably just gave something away.
No spoilers.
I'll try not to. I'll just know not to show Mitch this episode, because Mitch is on Aftermath. The episode Aftermath.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I just let the whole thing slip with that episode, because I saw the character, you know.
Well, you didn't, like, say anything.
I know, but it said it in a way that gives it completely away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, there's, like, a huge foreshadowing to what happens later in the series, like, in a minute or two.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I'm not going to openly say what it is.
In Lost? Are you talking about in Lost with, Chloe?
Well, doesn't she, like, start doing that in here?
No, that's actually later in Lost, because this is a three-parter.
Oh.
And,
actually,
oh,
I have not seen...
About the, you haven't seen what?
I haven't seen season 1.5 for a while now, so...
This is a great three-parter, though.
Yeah, it is.
But number one, you're talking about with Eli being the third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
In Sabotage, the third episode of this three-parter, he actually, went, you know how they were lost in the episode Lost?
Right.
What'd you guys do? It's like, you know, started a fire, talked about how it was the third wheel.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, they have to add their music. Here's the music in this episode.
I was really surprised, because, like, most shows' musical interludes, montage stuff are really kind of weird, but the ones in SGU are actually pretty good.
I know, but they're kind of, especially when if they haven't done one in a while, they're kind of like, whoa. Oh, yeah, I forgot they like to play music. Oh, look, wait. Wait for this.
Wait for it. Nosebleed.
Oh, look, his nose... Oh, my God, dude, Daniel, stop coming in there. You must be, like, emitting some type of sound that just makes you a nosebleed.
Well, he did get irradiated, didn't he?
He did. And, like he said that right when he's talking about an Icarus planet. Yeah, Cedric hasn't seen Meridian yet, either. I can't wait, dude. Like, I don't think I've spoiled him. I don't think he knows.
I think character-wise, that was one of the most intense episodes ever.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
Because, you know, for like 4 or so seasons, they were always, you know, just make it out of there at the last second, and then all of a sudden he was, you know, about to die.
But the thing is, the entire episode is about to die. How is it?
What?
Is Tanner being spoiled?
What?
How much of SG-1 have you seen?
I was kidding.
He's seen, yeah, but I don't... I think... Oh, yeah, Tanner knows.
Okay.
I don't think Cedric knows, though. It'd be surprising. It's a 50-50 chance.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, I've showed him so much of Stargate, and I've talked about it so much, but I've tried to stay away from this. Like, I've showed him a lot of stuff from later seasons, too, so he knows Daniel Jackson's in later seasons, so I think that's why it'll come as a shock to him.
Oh, right,
he knows
right.
Daniel Jackson's still alive, and it'll come to a shock to him, like, oh my god, what just happened? How is this possible? And I did drop a line when we were talking about Teal'c and the fact that he says indeed. I was like, indeed, Jonas Quinn. And he looked at me kind of funny.
Oh, right.
I just wanted to see what his reaction was. Like, Jonas Quinn, what the hell is he talking about? I love Jonas. I like how Jonas Quinn is in 3 different seasons, though, but only like main character for 1.
No, I guess he was.
He's at the end of 5. He was in 6 and at the beginning of 7. April 6th.
When was he in 7?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. I must have
misread. He was in 7. Wait, what did I say? I said 7, didn't I? I might have. 46.
Never mind.
42. Oh, somebody logged in Pigeon. Or something like that. But Tanner's not talking very much.
Wait for it.
46. Oh my god.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is the 46 montage. We get to see all the 46s that we've been... When I first watched this episode, you know how, like, it zooms into the license plate?
Yeah.
I thought that was so weird when I first saw this. Like, why did it zoom into the license plate? And I didn't pick up on it. And
I tried to remember it, but I forgot it by this time. But I knew that there was something, some significant value of the license plate.
Yeah, there was some number.
I don't know if it was a number or just license plate, but
yeah, with the license plate. Yeah. See right there. He wrote 46, and then 46. 46. See right there. I told you. He wrote 46 there, and then test scores. I don't know how a 4 being above a 6 counts as 46, but, you know, they're just showing all these 46s. And Daniel Jackson is just staring at him. Kind of creepy, like. Dr. Rush? But yeah. Can't wait till later tonight. We're gonna have Brant on. I don't think we've ever talked about Brant before. And we're gonna have Cedric on.
Dude, I drove him home from a lunch last night. The roads were so bad.
They were?
Yeah, like my car, I was going 5 miles an hour and my car started fishtailing. It was scary.
Really? Because it was fine when I went home.
Yeah, but his back road.
So. Okay. I see. I went down to Bellevue today, and it was not snowing at all, and then we went back to Maple Valley, and it was, like, just coming down like crazy. Yeah.
That's
I don't know what downpouring, I don't know if you can call snow downpouring, but
down floating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. It was frozen downpouring.
But yeah, Cedric's watching it now. We've referenced Cedric in the past 2 episodes, and we were referencing how he doesn't watch Stargate, and it made us angry. He kept using excuses. But then, now he's watching it, and now he watches it like crazy. 2 months he's already on season 5.
Nice.
Yeah, and tons of people still watch Stargate.
I ended up staying up till 4 last night watching Stargate.
You did? I love it when that happens.
I don't know if I love it because I had to be up at 11. But
I love it. Especially back when I was watching SG-1.
Yeah, because it was really bad because I made an excuse about not going over to my girlfriend's house. That way I could stay home with my Xbox. And then I was up till like 4 in the morning.
That's funny.
And I told her that I wanted to go to sleep at like 12 because I was tired. And then I ended up watching 4 more hours. because I wanted to pay attention. Oh, she doesn't hear this.
She will. No, but then also, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, whenever I watch Stargate like that nowadays, it's always reruns, so it's not as exciting. I usually do other things while doing it, but back when I used to watch like 5 episodes a night, that was fun.
5 episodes a night—that's a pretty good marathon.
More like biathlon every night, dude.
Yeah.
Or triathlon. But no, it 5 episodes, I think, was my max I hit. I usually watch probably an average 3. My fastest season, which is actually pretty slow compared to most people in this group, but my fastest season was 1 week, which was season 1 of SG1. I watched that in a week. Darren watched season 6 in 2 days.
I went through, like, when I was sick a little while ago,
That's
11
episodes a day.
Nice.
So wait, what?
Yeah, dude, when you're sick, you can watch so much TV.
I know.
I watched Arc of Truth. What's the other one?
Continuum.
Continuum. And then I watched 3 seasons of Blue Mountain State and one season kind of just mixed episodes of Stargate.
Nice. That's pretty good.
All in one day.
Yeah, there's no real show out right now that is as, like, awesome as other shows.
Hey, is that you?
Is that who?
Oh, that's what it was. There was, like, a buzzing going on.
Oh, that might be because of my...
No, there was another buzzing that was going on my end.
Oh, okay. But when... Man, dude, I can't focus at all. I can't remember what I say, like, 5 minutes ago. I don't know, I just, like, I'll think of something, and then 20
seconds
later...
Well, you're talking about giant marathons.
Oh, man.
I went through, like, 2-3 seasons of Lost in a week when I was sick once.
That's crazy. But there's no show out. Like, there's no show that I can find that is as appealing as, like, Stargate or Battlestar. I don't know why, I just can't find anything. Even, like, Star Trek. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't feel as like Star Trek.
Which is going on Netflix Instant like by April or something.
Really? That's gonna be so cool. I just know about this website that I'm not gonna talk about because I don't want it to get closed down. That has every episode. It's awesome. But I did watch Deep Space Nine like an entire season in a week.
That's nuts because those ones are longer than standard seasons now.
Dude, what you should do is you should talk to them. I mean, like, you could find, like, you could talk to creators, and then you could charge people, and then give them part of the profit, just to be able to run the site. That way, you can view any episode all the time, anywhere.
Well, Netflix is kind of ahead of the game because they've got like tons and tons of stuff on there now.
Yeah, and if you're not on Netflix, you're not cool.
Yeah,
well, like,
that's kind of how it is now.
Like, Amazon actually just launched its own streaming thing that's cheaper, but they have, like, way less stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is just, like, a monopoly in that section.
They should be game rentals.
We're kind of in a death scene right here, so maybe we should talk about that.
Gloria?
No, Gloria death, Rush. No talking about his crazy death experience. Because it's not actually
happening.
It's a
virtual reality.
So it's a virtual...
Spoiler!
So you're saying that we should talk about all the people I killed today in Call of Duty?
Yeah, let's talk about them. So, XX, I like boobies. Is that guy easy to kill?
Yes, he was very easy to kill.
Yeah, and he was screaming into the mic like a little child, right?
He sounded like he was a 2-year-old.
Probably.
That could be a problem.
I don't know.
Okay,
I've never had a 2-year-old scream at me, so I don't know what to judge that off of.
Maybe he's using a synthesizer.
He likes to say no. You know?
No.
No.
No. Bad XX, I like boobies. Bad.
Okay. This is really sad. And we're talking about boobies.
Yeah, moving on.
Why, you don't like boobies? I heart boobies.
Oh yeah. By the way. Okay. Never mind.
Well, just saying we're a bit off topic right now. That's all.
Not really. But Ben just got Xbox Live. I was able to convince him to get Xbox Live to do this.
Over text.
By text, yes. And he hooked all of his stuff up, and he finally has gold. He used the 48-hour trial thing. He can't get the one-month thing to work, though, apparently.
I didn't see it anywhere on there.
But I don't know if they even have it anymore. They should. I mean, it's... People reference 1 month all the time, because in Halo, like, if somebody's really good, but they already reached 50, and they want to reach 50 again, or, like, they want to get a 50, but their profile is too messed up because of the true skill system, then they'll use a 1 month. Oh, here's the end of the episode.
Yep.
Then
they'll
use a 1 month in order to get up to 50. But they're really annoying because you'll go into a game and you'll be like level 23, let's say, and you want to get up to like level 24, but then you get an entire group of 1 months and who are actually as good as level 50, but they're level 23. Because they're bored. And they'll just own you, and you'll go down to 22, and then they'll go up to 24. And they're just everywhere, and you can spot them out so quickly. You're like, these guys are way too good for 23s. They're definitely 1 months.
Or all their games played are games 1.
Oh, yeah, all their games played are games 1. You definitely know they're 1 month then.
Too good.
when you're looking at, opponents, you're like, oh, that guy's a Brigadier or something, or, like, that guy's a blah, blah, blah. Brigadiers can actually be safer than guys who are lower ranks, because the lower rank guys can be 1 month, and you have to kind of, like, look at them and be like, oh, okay, these guys have tons of games 1 compared to their games played, so they're probably 1 month.
Yeah.
What? Since I
don't even realize, we were always me and Mark would always play, and we'd be like, how come we rape everyone who is, like, a general, and then whenever we play somebody who's, like a recruit, we always lose?
Bad. You do know you just made it explicit, right?
We did.
Well, yeah, that's kind of explicit content.
Nope, we're not going to label it.
What is?
It doesn't fit my definition of explicit.
What is? What?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm going to go look up the iTunes terms and agreements of explicitation.
Well, since I've never had live before, I'm going to have to go on there and try it out maybe later or something.
Explicit.
Really? You just decided that you're going to get live? Like, you had internet the entire time? You just, I'm bored, I'm going to get some live.
Well... No, it's because I haven't had it before. Like, Mark was like, hey, you want to do a podcast?
What games do you have?
All of the Modern Warfare's except the... Or Call of Duty's except Black Ops, and then most of Halo except Reach.
Well, then you have nothing.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Oh, I thought that was the end of it, and then it played some, like, loud music at the end.
Yeah, but we were going to continue talking. Is anything else needed to be said, wrapped up? I think there's some loose threads that we need to wrap up.
About what?
If you're a Stargate fan, watch the final season. Seriously.
Yeah. I really hope we get another season.
Well, I saw something from Sci-Fi that they said it's, like, really unlikely, but if the ratings... Like, doubled from... I think it's like they hit 4 to 5 million or something for a good stretch of...
Sci-Fi said they'll bring it back if the 10 episodes hit 4 or 5 million?
Well, if, like, the ratings show a massive increase. I mean, if it actually shows...
Yeah, I know. That was my suggestion, by the way.
But it's extremely unlikely, they said.
I know.
Considering it just, like, kept dropping.
We should just...
Well, the thing is, they're playing it at 10, episodes. And that's not what the
I know, on Monday...
No one wants to watch it at 10 o'clock on Monday.
On Monday. And only 25,000 people in the world count. 99.92% of people don't even count. So we don't even count. Even if we watch it live, it doesn't matter.
Well, actually, that 10 o'clock at night on Monday thing is not entirely true because there's a show called Castle that's actually... It's sort of like a police drama thing. And... It's at 10 on Monday on ABC, and it gets, like, extremely good ratings. Like, up in 8 to 9
okay,
lane.
Okay, I get but, it. But, no, no, well, but, who counts?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Anybody who has a Nielsen box.
Which is just about nobody.
People.
Lame.
0.08%.
Which begs the question, how do they get 10 million to 15 million viewers on a TV show?
Because they take, like, the amount of people, they take the percentage of the 25,000 and make it equal to the percentage of people who watch TV. So some shows have actually gotten zeros.
Oh, that's weird.
In the past. Things have gotten zeros in the past. Even though people watch it, they've gotten zeros because none of the 25,000 people watched it.
Huh. So out of the 25,000 people, who is those 25,000 people again?
People who have a Nielsen box.
In which it records
what they're watching. Yeah, it records everything they watch.
It's like if you get one of those phone calls and it's sort of like, we're checking like TV ratings or whatever in your area, do you want to join? And then they give you like $20 or something for a survey, and then you get like, somehow you get like connected to the Nielsen network or whatever. I don't know how exactly it works.
But the Nielsen box, I think, so I don't know what that is, but I think the Nielsen box is like something you attach to your cable that it records for you. But the phone calls, I think they do those too. I don't know if Nielsen does them, but Nielsen is the main people. But they do have DVRs. They do record DVRs as well. But nobody ever cares about DVRs because you can just skip to the commercials. So no network ever cares about it if you watch it on DVR. They only care about live viewers. That's the only thing. And that's the only thing that determines whether a show stays on or not. But science fiction, we don't like watching things live because we can just watch them illegally on the internet, you know, iTunes or DVR. You know, why would we watch it live when we have all of those other options?
Yeah.
So all sci-fi shows are now hurting, and because of that, Sci-Fi Channel is now trying to break all bonds to science fiction viewers. They don't even want to be a science fiction channel anymore, which means we have no science fiction channel anymore.
Just wait till they change their name to, like, Real TV or something.
Yeah.
That's because we're just hackers and cheats.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I just like to say that I'm not.
Like, but, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's because of my. I'm not in it right now.
Yeah. Okay, I guess. I give up.
Darren just said he's going to watch the rest of season one of BSG tonight.
Interesting. Have fun with that, Darren.
Yeah, Darren started watching Battlestar Galactica. I like Battlestar Galactica. Not as much as Stargate, though.
You've mentioned this.
Yes.
I'm gonna go do some sort of video game type deal.
Okay, stop recording?
Sure.
Okay, everyone, you can stop recording whenever you want. It doesn't really matter.
I'm gonna stop right now.
Signing off. Just saying.